All right. God bless you all, wherever you may be. Like I said, people, the worse things get, the better it is for us. In a weird, kind of strange sort of way. With that said, I want to welcome everyone watching on DLive. And those of you that are watching live on Rumble. Welcome to the Truth and Art TV podcast tonight. And welcome the Pill.net Foxhole crowd. And, you know, Foxhole's been making big moves lately. So hopefully that's doing well. Let's see, you know, what Patriots are saying on the Foxhole crowd. Thank you, Victoria, for donating gifting a can. Jill Marie says suicide weekend. All right. And we have Patriots all over, wherever you may be. You know, I want to welcome those listening on the Truth and Art Radio Network and those that may be watching the recorded live stream, whether, you know, BitChute or Gab TV. Welcome wherever you may be. How about Odyssey, where I'll be, you know, posting on the weekends. All right. And with that said, be on the lookout for a brand new video on the members channel, probably tomorrow morning. Speaking about, you know, I like the 40,000 foot view of things. And I think it's beneficial for us. I think it blesses us. We've been given a lot of information, right? And like I said earlier today in the members channel, the God's knowledge and understanding, these are gifts from God. Take advantage of these gifts that we have been given. All right. Ladies and gentlemen, Rock TQ says, I have the freedom flu. All right, Doyle's Girl says, Warlock Bill will survive. And how are we doing over at Rumble? Somebody says, all right, Donna is here tonight. She's moving, making moves on multiple platforms. God bless you, Donna. Let's keep praying for Donna, right? Donna needs our prayers. She's going to be having surgery, right? How's it going, Ladar? All right, folks. To begin with, tonight, I like to connect all my shows together, so I repeat myself a lot. You know, something that I said in the past comes up again. So, I want to pick up the conversation that we have been having on the channel, that there is a force of evil that is moving. They've been around for a long time. I said it. It is the blueprint of the beast system. And we know, we can see that the enemy that is running wild, again, people, they have been in charge, temporarily in charge for 268 days in this sting operation. We allowed them. Don't forget, we are allowing them to be in power. And somebody, Quist, 1781, says, wow, Bernie is early. Quist, you better check your clock. I haven't been late to one of these programs in several months now. Thank you. Bye. All right. So, but anyway, folks, this movement that is growing, I said it the other day, and I'm starting with it tonight. Ladies and gentlemen, you want to know what's going to happen? What is coming? First of all you have to do is come to Truth on RTV. Because I'm all about selecting relevant pieces of news. Then on this channel, we put the relevant pieces. We interlock them like, you know, these little lock blocks. We interlock them together so that you could see the airplane view, like you're looking out the window in an airplane, a 40,000-foot view. And we said it for the last week. I've been talking about this. And you want to know what direction you want to get inside the mind of the deep state? Here it is, folks. Believe it. Breathe it in. Open your eyes. Because the truth is in front of you with the climate cults. Right there. Violence is coming. This is the climate cult is upping the game. There it is. Look how angry they are. Look at these demons. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm saying it again tonight. listen to the anger. Listen to that. You could feel, there it is, people. You could feel the anger. They're basically, this is an insurrection in D.C. The real insurrection. And put on your thinking cap, folks. I already said this a year ago, 2 years ago, same thing. Thank you. Master Builder says, Bernie called this one 100%, people. I said this last summer, two summers ago. Come on. It's common sense. Put your mind inside the enemy's mind. If you can do that for a second, just bear with me, folks. If you're a brainwashed demon from the left and you really believe that there's no God and these stupid right-wingers are blowing up the planet, you're going to kill them all. You're going to resort to violence. You would be stupid to not resort to violence. Folks, this, again, people, take a look. This is just the beginning. Listen to the anger. They are going to kill people. They're going to destroy all of humanity. This is, folks, you want to know what it was like in Noah's Ark's days? Right here, people. This is what it was like. Try to imagine Noah's Ark. Noah opened the Ark, and Noah said, no, too bad, we told you guys. God, Noah was following commands from Christ, you know, from God. And Noah shut the ark. I guarantee you, people, this is what it was like. When you think that you are God and that you control the planet, you're going to be killing people. You would be stupid not to. So there's a reason why I launched Truth and Art TV in 2012, and one of the first topics that I covered was the global warming cult, this hoax. And now you are seeing it. They are getting angrier. They are ready. They're going to be killing people. I guarantee, folks, the virus ends in violence, and I'm saying it now. Now with this fake regime, they are setting them up. You think that what Antifa did last summer was brutal? Wait till you see what the climate cult is going to deliver this winter. And, folks, this is shocking stuff. If you look at some of these other videos, they're talking about put the tasers down. Again, it's getting crazy. But all that aside, and there it is, people, like this headline says, boom, insurrection, violent leftists attempt to storm Department of Interior, demand end of fossil fuel use before winter. Get ready. All to the benefit of Russia, Venezuela, China, and Iran. Remember, people, everything that the deep state orchestrates is to the benefit of China and Iran, first of all. These are the main enemies. And whoever else. But while that is sinking in, here's another story we talked about on this channel. You would think that the Biden administration is on the phone with Bernie at Truth and Art TV. They're not, I promise you people. We talked about last week. I've been showing everyone. What do you do? All right. How do I introduce this? We saw very clearly that Pelosi, out of the clear blue sky, went out of her way to meet with the Pope. And I explained to everyone very clearly, obvious, earlier this week, that they are not talking about climate change. Because they know, the Pope knows that climate change is a hoax. They all do. Keep that in mind. And we know that Pope is one of the most evil human beings on the planet. And we know that he's controlled, right, very likely by the Rothschild bloodline. So, is anyone, with that said, all right, Pelosi met with the Pope, right? That was obvious. I dropped it, you know, we made a big deal about this. But people, the truth is in front of you. Right there, Joe Biden to discuss climate crisis with Pope. Is anyone stupid enough to believe that a Joe? I mean, come on, folks. It's time for logical thinking. A old man, stupid Joe. Are you confused? Wake up, Joe! Pelosi already met with the stupid Pope already. Don't worry. Just check with Pelosi's notes. Don't worry about... You don't believe Pelosi? She already met with him last week, dude. Does he not believe Pelosi? Come on, ladies and gentlemen. The truth is right in front of you. This is another major war. Let me spell it out. These are war room meetings. We're in the middle of a war, people. And they're getting together, I believe, 100%. You don't have to believe, agree with me. I believe 100%. They are planning out the next step of the Great Reset. They're in a war. They're the only thing that Pope and all these demons need, they just want power forever and they want you to die. That's it. So if they're having meetings, they're having meetings on how to accelerate the Great Reset, how to accelerate the great culling of the killing of everyone, how to improve the virus operation. That has nothing to do with global warming. And I'm just showing you another major right to your face, New World Order, globalist get together right to your face. Does anyone actually believe that Biden, he needs to know? This guy's not even a scientist. Why would he need to what is there to discuss? And again, people, put on your thinking cap. Where did the virus, explode when the original narrative come out? Where did it explode? Italy. So that is what they're talking about, the next phase. They're probably talking about whatever they're going to release this winter, that's what they're talking about. This is how we're going to do it, and you're going to have how many hospitals? Okay, and then we're going to coordinate with the 4 a.m. drop. This is what they're talking, real stuff. Think about it. I ask you, pray for discernment. That's what's going down, folks. Italy. Italy is where they launched the virus operation from. You better believe. Come on, folks. Look at the intel drops. Look at this guy, the Pope. Look who controls the Pope. Look where they launched the virus from. Look where Pelosi. And now all under the guise of global warming. Come on, guys. Think about it. The truth is in front of you. All right. I want to continue exposing the deep state. I'm always going to talk about China. I'm always going to talk about Iran and the Muslim Brotherhood. CCP, Muslim Brotherhood. Those are your main enemy. A lot of other CIA's alternative media channels, they love to talk about the bloodlines and the families and the uncles. That's true, but irrelevant truth. You know, it's not going to do you anything. I stay focused on the CCP and the Muslim Brotherhood. And now we're seeing in this Afghanistan operation, look at it right there. It's right in front of you. Look who's benefiting from the Afghanistan operation. All of a sudden, Taliban boasts China is ready to invest billions in Afghanistan. Boom. Isn't it amazing how that works? What else? And be aware of this. Biden's Iran special envoy warns prepare for unconstrained nuclear Iran. See that? The world is a beautiful place for Iran and China, the two countries that Mike Lindell told us were the main two countries involved in the election steal. Ta-da! The truth is right in front of you. It's easy. At this point, I think you guys get it. A lot of you guys get it. And what I'm doing, again, it's just inserting all the relevant. This is all brand new news from the last 24 hours. Like Juan Carlos says, it's all related. And in this envoy, this Biden envoy to Iran, he's coming out basically saying that Iran is on their way to becoming this nuclear power. That is where the world... preparing for a world where Islamic Republic of Iran, of Iran's nuclear program has no constraints. So they're setting up the narrative. And maybe Biden, you know, Biden's meeting with the Pope to talk about that too. Hey, Iran's doing this. Really? Yeah. This is a war situation. They're only talking about the war. There's nothing else going on in this world except the war. Everything else is optics, unnecessary optics, untranslated or improperly translated optics. Yeah, let that word sink in. Maybe that'll be the phrase for tonight. Also, these are all international relevant to the front line of the war. Dozens killed as multiple suicide bombers strike Shiite mosque in Afghanistan. This is all about, I talk about this in the members channel video coming up. This is all about maintaining. They have these explosions now in Afghanistan. What? Don't forget, the Taliban released ISIS. Now they have these explosions. These are clowns in America operations to keep these proxy wars going. They need you to be used to the idea that explosions are, that Afghanistan is dealing with unstable proxy wars. Because of that, we need more weapons. Because of that, we're going to have China come in and do this. Or this, they need proxy wars to keep the thing stirring. That's part of the New World Order plan. Proxy wars. It's right here. That is what's happened. All of a sudden, you have this multiple suicide bombers attack Shiite mosque in Afghanistan. Again, with 33 people killed. They need to keep the ball rolling. It's very straightforward. All right. I want to put up one piece of news, and then we'll get back to the Great Reset, which is the main, obviously, big news. All right. This is a type of war room. Quit 1781 says Hussein and Sunni is so he hates Shiites. Okay, Hussein is Sunni. That whole thing with the Sunni and the Shiites, be careful with that. All right. That's a big topic. All right, we'll leave it alone. But they support both, is what I'm getting at. Hussein supports both, Shiites and the Sunnis. That's a not even a real, well, again, I don't want to get into that. I want to put this one topic out, a little update. It is worth noting, right here, people, that Lieutenant Colonel Scheller, it's all over, people. The judgment of the Lord has dropped on Lieutenant Colonel Scheller, who did nothing wrong. Just kidding, ladies and gentlemen. I just want to give an update. He didn't do too bad. He was sentenced today. And he was given, drumroll, given a letter of reprimand and ordered to forfeit $5,000 of pay for 1 month. Whoa! How dare he criticize the military? So, and there it is. And take a look. A member of Scheller's defense team told the Daily News, Daily Caller News Foundation, right, that the judge, what, quote, was clearly disturbed by the government's conduct in this case. Right there. I consider that a type of victory for our little friend, Lieutenant Colonel Scheller. So, think about that. I just want to give everyone that update because, you know, he took a step. I think he's a brave guy. I don't care that he badmouthed Trump. He's not. He badmouthed Hussein, too. He's entitled. Free country, free opinion. Remember, people, free thought. People are allowed to not like Trump. That's not nothing wrong with that. It's interesting to see these Trump supporters, some of them, saying, what? He doesn't support Trump? Oh, hang him. You know, they're going along, sounding like the left. Think about it. All right. Here it is, folks. The Great Reset is here. The vaccine mandates equals destruction, full destruction of the economy. We're seeing it happen. And let's take a look at that topic tonight, all right? Americans are quitting jobs at record rates. This is coming from the Labor Department. All right. Record number of U.S. workers voluntarily quit their jobs in August. That's because of the vaccine mandates. We know that already. And we know, let's keep going, right? Yeah, it's right here. The growing trucker shortage could have catastrophic consequences. So we're just continuing this conversation. This is another, we've predicted this, right again, folks, we said this a month ago when everybody was, that's the first thing we said on this channel, that the vaccine mandates would translate into economic catastrophe. And it's happening, as we already know, right? So we're monitoring this. Hopefully the truckers will get together. These unions are getting together and fighting back, right? Let's see here. I thought I had a story. All right. I guess I dropped it. All right. But that's the idea. We're hoping that these unions are all getting together and fighting back, like the way the pilots are fighting back. And this is a big, big moment for American. This is a great, you know, all part of the great awakening. Right? Okay. So in the meantime, so we see, I showed everyone to open up. We see that people are now, in the name of the climate cult, are getting violent to where we have this insurrection-like environment this week. Yesterday, right? Right? This insurrection feel at the Department of Interior. So that's a way of looking into the future. That's what the future holds for this country, in addition to the destruction of everything. We know that the economy is collapsing for obvious reasons, right? And we can see all these things that are happening. But so what I want to do now is show everyone the future. Are we ready to once again look into the future? This is why Biden is meeting with the Pope in Italy. He wants to know, if you ask me, people, he wants to know, hey, Pope, how'd you get to this point? Let me know your tricks. Give me your, because Pelosi, she didn't take good notes. They're planning things out. This is why I believe Biden is meeting with the Pope. Protests are up as what? Italy becomes what? First nation to mandate vaccines pass for all workers. Think about it. Boom. That is what they want to do. That is why Biden is meeting with the Pope. Hey, man, how'd you do that? How can we, what do you think? What are the Rothschilds telling you? What orders are you giving us? Come on, man. You know, with you, you know, we worked out the election steal. China, they have China, Iran on the, hey, Pope, you know. This is the stuff they're talking about. The future of your enslavement, people. They're not talking about climate change. Sorry, folks, I get upset. Huge. It's like the biggest stories are the ones that no one is really paying attention to. That's why Truth and RTV exists. All right. That's why I'm here. You know, that's the whole point of this ministry. All right. But there it is, people. Be aware. Italy, right there. Italy's universal vaccine mandates for workers went into full effect, right? Friday, triggering the countrywide strikes and protest rallies. This is it. Klaus Schwab's Great Reset is in full motion. And again, people, think you have Pelosi meeting with these people, and now the old man, he's planning. Keep an eye on the truth of what is happening. While we're looking at the people, so this is a global battle. We were, again, another future proof that we were told that in the intel drops that this was a battle. This was a worldwide war. This wasn't just about Trump. It's another reason, by the way, that Trump is laying low and everything, people are taking their time. Because it's not just about the U.S. The U.S. may be ready to rock and roll, but they're getting their calls from the other country. Wait, wait, hold on, Trump. Don't restore America yet. No, we got to, you know, we got to do our thing. We have Germany. There's a lot of these countries that a lot of these moves. And are they in? Is it designed for all of these moves to happen at the same time? We don't know. Or will it be a domino where the United States of America gets restored first with mass arrests. Don't forget, people were closing in on 300,000 sealed indictments. So these are all realities that the media doesn't want you to see. They don't want you to think about this, but hey, that's why we're here, to talk about these things. All right? Think about it. Also, be aware, you want to know what the future looks like? Here's another example of what is coming down the pipe. What they want to do, that is. Vax or starve, German state allows grocery stores to ban unvaccinated. Let that sink in. That is shotgun. Second Amendment time. Come on, folks. I'm just saying this from a military standpoint. I'm not, you know, in the end, God is in control. Think about it. Has Germany, all retailers, including grocery stores, can now decide whether they want to allow the unvaccinated in their stores. This is a crime against humanity. This is a violation of Nuremberg Code. Period. And it's happening at a global level. Time for everyone to wake up. Like it says here, so they're going to kill people who won't get the COVID vax? How does that make sense? That's what it comes down to. Let that sink in, my friends. Navy to discharge all sailors refusing COVID vax. Huge moment in our history. Think about it. How about this? NBA player got blood clots from COVID vaccine that ends the season. NBA told them to keep it quiet. This is probably the biggest story of one of the biggest stories of the week. And this guy is on record coming out saying, yeah, they told me to shut up. He said, I got sick and I never quite recovered from it. This is a young, healthy ball player. Think about it. Never quite recovered from it. I would always have back pain. It was just super tired. I was just super tired. I was so tired, I felt like I couldn't run up and down this court. A young, healthy man is saying, my back was hurting. My back really started hurting bad. Then I'm like, okay, I need to go to the doctor. That's when I found out I had blood clots. That all within the span of a month. And he says, I was fine until then, until he took the vaccine. I was fine up until I took the vaccine. I was fine. People trying to tell you, no, it's not the vaccine. How do you know? You know, you don't know. Yes, the vaccine ended my season 1,000%, he is saying. Right there, people. And the NBA, the National Basketball Association, is telling him to keep it quiet. This is shocking. And, you know, consider that, my friends. What the stories that we are hearing are shocking. That is why I am so sure that we're going to win this war. It all makes sense. The only difference is the understanding of the intel drops. And ladies and gentlemen, a lot of people are talking about this. You've probably seen this already. It is a shocking video. Here we go again with Joe Rogan. Again, checkmating this phony CNN doctor, Sanjay Gupta. Talking about, do you think that's a problem that your news network lies? Big, big moments. Follow the sequence. My friends. This one video alone has 6.2 million views. I think you will see why. Listen.
Horse dewormer's not a flattering thing. I get
that. It's a lie. It's a lie on a news network, and it's a lie that's a willing. That's a lie that they're conscious of. It's not a mistake.
Yeah.
They're unfavorably framing it as veterinary medicine.
Well, the FDA put this thing out. You saw that. Did you see that thing that the FDA put out?
What did the FDA put out?
It was a tweet, and it was snarky. I admit it. They said, you are not a horse, you are not a cow, stop taking this stuff, or something like
that. This is, we're going to see today, this is a professional liar. Actually, he's not that good at it. But this is a big, big moment in the history of the information war. Pay attention, ladies and gentlemen. Look at his body language. Watch how Joe Rogan completely destroys and checkmates him and gets him to admit they all lied at CNN.
Why would you say that when you're talking about a drug that's been given out to billions and billions of people, a drug that was responsible for one of the inventors of it making
the Nobel Prize
in 2015.
15, yeah.
Yeah, no, a drug that has been shown to stop viral replication in vitro. You know that, right? Why would they lie and say that's horse dewormer? I can afford people medicine, motherfucker. This is ridiculous. It's just a lie.
I don't think anyone is
But don't you think that a lie like that is dangerous on a news network when you know that they know they're lying? You know that they know that I took medicine. Like, here it is. This is ivermectin.
You got
this
it with
right
you.
Here. Somebody gave it to me.
All right, hang on. The thing is, we're like going so fast. Like, I feel like I'm missing.
Do you think that's a problem?
Yeah, right.
That your news network lies?
Notice he's trying to dodge the question.
Well, I don't.
Dude,
what did they say?
They lied and said I was taking horse dewormer. First of all, it was prescribed to me by a doctor.
Yeah.
Along
they
with
shouldn't have said
a
it was
bunch
horse.
Of if, other if medications.
Was, if you got a human pill, because there were people that were taking it, the veterinary medication, and you're not.
No, and nobody's taking veterinary medication. He knows that he's lying. And again, people, they need to keep, this is, goes back to the meetings with the Pope. They need to keep the virus operation going. He knows that. This is about human enslavement and the New World Order, period. But this big agenda of the New World Order, this is an information war. Why he went on Joe Rogan to be embarrassed, I don't know. But again, people, look at it, look on his face. He's been checkmated. He's trying to say that there are people out there that are purposely taking horse dewormer. He knows that he's lying.
Obviously, you got it from a doctor, so that it shouldn't be called.
As opposed to all those other people that got it from a veterinarian, right? He is lying. He knows that he's making this up out of thin air.
All that. Ivermectin can be a very effective medication.
That's it. Stop. For what?
Parasitic disease. And as you say, it's...
But look what he's going to say.
You know, I think, what, 250 million people have taken it around the world?
More.
I get that.
So he's already trying to say he's leaving the door open. It's good for parasitic disease. And that's not true. It's good for a lot of other things, which is why it's won this award. This Nobel, right? Oh, So, I mean, but the point is, you can use it for many other reasons. That's how these drugs work.
Way more.
So,
way more. Billions of people have taken it.
Exactly. So he's calling him out. So this layperson, Joe Rogan, who's not a doctor, is embarrassing a supposed medical doctor, but he's a phony. People,
I just come back to the one I want to talk about. Two things
you
on
have
the ledger.
So there it is. Joe Rogan. He's trying to change the topic. Rogan won't let him.
Before we get to that, does it bother you that the news network you work for out and out lied?
Well,
just outright lied about me taking horse dewormer.
They shouldn't have said that.
Why did they do that?
I don't know.
Right there. Say it again. Come on. Can we hear you say it again?
Well, outright lied about me taking horse dewormer.
They shouldn't have said that.
Why did they do that?
I don't know.
Again, they what?
Dewormer.
They shouldn't have said that.
Why did they do that?
I don't know.
Right there. But we do, because we're digital soldiers. We're going to win this war, Mr. Sanjay, whatever your name is. Mr. Gupta, we are going to win this war. You are a child of Satan. He admits it right there, people. But the only reason I'm working up, I'm not upset at this video. If you want to know why I'm upset, people, all you have to do is sit back and watch what this demon did today. Same person. Are we ready? Same person. One day later. Look at what this demon does. This is how Satan works. Ladies and gentlemen, this is darkness to light. Listen in.
He did say something about ivermectin that I think wasn't actually correct about. See,
my name is Don Lemon. I represent the deep state. Let's do this again, Mr. Gupta, because I'm going to rephrase, and he's acting as an attorney. And he gets him to lie again about ivermectin. Listen in again. Babe, this is shocking.
But he
there's no but. There's no but, Don Lemon. We're going to get you, sir. I can't wait for this guy to be taken out.
He did say something about ivermectin that I think wasn't actually correct about CNN and lying, okay?
You are not an MD, sir. You are not an MD. You're not even you're nothing. He should have been arrested today, people. This is the enemy. I don't want to hear about Trump coming back. We need to take care of the media. They are the enemies of this country. They are the enemy of the people. This is what I was saying last week. It doesn't matter when Trump comes back. As long as this guy and these people are employed, we're done.
Ivermectin is a drug that is commonly used as a horse dewormer. So it is not a lie to say that the drug is used as a horse dewormer.
That's a lie. The drug won a Nobel Prize award for medicine, people medicine, for many purposes, you liar.
I think that's important, and it is not approved for COVID, correct?
That's right. That's
right there, people. Total, he should have, both of these guys should have been arrested today. This is crimes against humanity we're seeing. That's what this is.
Correct. It is not approved for COVID. And you're right. I mean, the FDA even put out a statement saying, you know, basically reminding people, it was a strange sort of message from the FDA, but that said, you're not a horse, you're not a cow, stop taking this stuff,
wow,
is essentially what they said, referring to ivermectin.
Wow.
Now, I think what Joe's point
that
is...
It's been approved for humans, but not necessarily for COVID, right?
Yeah. Right. Translation, yeah, you know, we got to keep our virus operation. Like, you realize that this great reset is slipping away. Look, can you reiterate for our stupid watchers, you know, people that are watching, that we're not letting go of the great reset? That's what this is about.
That's correct. It's been used for a parasitic disease, for something, it's called river blindness, and it's been very effective for that. But, you know, just because it works for one thing doesn't mean it works for something else.
That is not the way the body works. Most antibiotics and other medications, folks, are used for both humans and animals and all kinds of diseases. That is not how the body works. This guy is committing crimes. This is Nuremberg Code violations. These people are committing treason and crimes against humans. By the way, these are two separate things. It is one thing to commit treason. It is another to commit crimes against humanity and Nuremberg Code violations. That's what we are being subjected to today in October of 2021. I'll say it again. I'll spell it out for people. There's one thing to commit treason. It is another to commit violations against human rights and crimes against humanity. That is what this amounts to. And they're doing it with a straight face.
And, you know, there's still a few ongoing clinical trials around ivermectin.
Yeah, because we know there's so many clinical trials for those stupid vaccines, right? Unproven, experimental, deadly clot shots. Crimes against humanity, folks.
But for the most part, if you look at the data, there's no evidence that it really works here.
Right there, another shocking lie. This is a disgrace.
When Joe got sick, he took ivermectin. He also took monoclonal antibodies, mm-hmm, which is, you know, an infusion of these antibodies. So he took both those things. It's very likely it was the monoclonal antibodies.
Why are you speculating, sir? No, different mechanism of action, stupid.
That made him feel better so quickly.
All right, folks, there it is. As you can see, this is crime. This is brand new level. This is demonic crimes against humanity. They are killing your family members. These two, Don Lemon, guys, I don't care about Trump anymore. I don't want to hear about, again, all right. All right, folks. You guys understand. that unless we take out the media, this is why Trump is all the time. Again, the other day, he brought your attention the other day to the media. The media has to be taken out. Nothing else matters. It's right up there with election fraud. There wouldn't have been any election fraud, like Trump is saying, if it wasn't for the media. Notice that Trump is reminding you that without the media, we wouldn't even be dealing with the election fraud to begin with. And bear with me, folks. I gotta pull up something here. Hold on. I just want to remind people the degree to which this demon here is lying. Okay? And hold on, folks. All right. I thought I had that. All right. The image is not pinned. All right. Never mind. I had an image on one of my social media accounts that is no longer, I'm not sure why it's not pinned the way it's supposed to be. Let's see here. But I wanted to remind people, let me see if I have that image. All right. This is a different image. All right. Anyway, I wanted to show everyone the degree to which he's lying. They're lying about ivermectin. It's an outright vicious lie, ladies and gentlemen. But, all right. Thank you, everybody. I just thought you should hear that. And let's keep going, right? Well, let's see. Somebody says, it's time for action. These psychopaths need to be dealt with hardest, the harshest way possible. Read the WikiLeaks drops. Read the Intel drops. Read what Trump has been saying for 4 years, 5 years. We're never, until the media is destroyed, we're never, ever going to be a republic again. The media needs to be destroyed. They are the front line of the enemy front line. And I pray to see the day that these people all are taken out. Crimes against humanity, capital punishment. I'm asking God to let me witness justice. Don't forget, people, there's two sides to God. One is love. The liberal Christians would have you think that God, it's only love. Love, love, love. No, it's not. Read the book of Revelation. God is love. God is justice. Jesus Christ is the lion and the lamb. And in the word justice, inside the word justice, is the word just. God is just. Fair, in other words. Don't forget, it's the same God that destroyed all of humanity with the flood in Noah's days. Know and try to understand, and I'm always working on it. I'm not saying that I understand everything about God. But if you don't understand who God is and the nature of God, then you can't understand the big picture. You can only push God around so much. These people are evil. All right. Thank you, everybody, for trying to remind me about my voice. Thank you, Doyle's girl. Thank you. All right. Thank you. Quote bonus says, great and profound point, Bernie. God is merciful, like someone is saying, Annie, Cody, Laurel. God is merciful. We're in a period of grace. But we are way beyond. There are people that are mocking God. They're aggressively similar to Noah's days. They're lying. They know that what they are doing, the end result of the words that are coming out of their mouth, is that many will die. That interview that you just saw will end up with like they just killed like a million something people and with that one exchange. They killed tens of thousands, at least, will die. Because they're going to believe this exchange. crimes against humanity. Gupta, I hope that you are right next to Fauci when they hang Fauci. And remember, this is the stupidest, dumbest, ugliest demon on TV, this Don Lemon. I want to look at this guy. I can't look at him anymore. All right, folks. With that said, God bless you all. Bear with me. This is know the difference between righteous indignation. I don't need to be against anybody. I love everyone. But righteousness fires me up. Then we have this. Right? Let's change topic. We have the Capitol false flag. I think this is a big event. Let's keep an eye. This is potentially, I believe, a red line. We'll see what happens. The deep state, they despise. By the way, people, this idea that they're going after Bannon and they're talking about they're going to decide whether to arrest him or not, this is only about one thing, two words. Can anybody guess what is this about? Two words. Why are they going after Bannon? You could argue it's three words, but yeah, three words. You know, this is all about the war room. They know that he's been running the war room and Steve Bannon has been a problem for the deep state. They know they can only pick on QAnon so much. But we don't need Q when the war room is rolling. The war room has been an explosive platform, and again, we're in a war. So I know that they are going after Bannon because of the war room, the same way that I know that Biden is meeting with the Pope for military reasons. This is a war. The House committee has said it may refer Bannon for criminal prosecution by the Department of Justice. Which is believable that they would try this if he doesn't appear for a deposition slated for Thursday. I hope he doesn't go. Remember that Trump called them the unselect committee. Boom. So either way, Bannon, he understands history. If you think about it, we'll see what he decides to do. I wouldn't be surprised if Bannon refuses. Go ahead, arrest me. Let's do this. We're in a real war, people. During the, you know, Revolutionary War, a lot of people died and people were arrested. I mean, that's how the wars go. So Bannon this is like equivalent to telling people, you know, give up your job. Don't give in to the deep state. I have family right now asking me, somebody in my family, like, what do I do? Somebody working at a high level. And they don't know what to do. And I told this person given this person information, everyone share the information. There's a lot of things that you can do now. One of the, you know, a lot of people are choosing, like these pilots, doctors, nurses. A lot of people are saying, you know what, take the job. We're not going to. But there's even deeper strategies. Maybe we'll get into that another time. Things that you can do. All right, let's wrap up tonight. Let's go into a couple stories. Take a look. Be aware this Michigan nursing home employee caregiver of legally incapacitated persons charged with submitting 26 absentee ballot applications, forging residents' signatures in 2020 election. Michigan Secretary of State says charges prove, quote, our election system is secure. Yeah. Again, we're in a real war with real criminals that are really going to die and be locked up forever. Just keep remembering that. Nobody walks away from this. The days of politics are long gone. I'm not going to read what she is saying. This is a war. I don't cater to the enemy. But there it is. This is the enemy. These enemies are all going down. The only word I care about right there is that this person is charged. Boom. All right. And then be aware of this. This is really going down. The only thing I don't like about this is they are calling. All right, I'll explain what I mean in a second. 138 legislators from 38 states signed, quote, new Declaration of Independence. and Senator Wendy Rogers leading the charge. The number has grown, right? Less than 2 weeks ago, it was 92 legislators, 31 states. The movement is growing. They're calling for nationwide full forensic audit, decertification, where appropriate, and a possible U.S. House session to address the fraudulent election. Let's keep an eye on this. Ladies and gentlemen, this is a real serious war situation. God bless Senator Wendy Rogers. Hopefully you'll get a chance to meet her next week in Las Vegas. And it's all coming out in this letter to the citizens of the United States. Thank you. They're writing this letter to us. So we should read this letter. Folks, a lot of things are happening behind the scenes. And, you know, we'll read the bold part, right? It has come to our attention from an audit of 2.1 million ballots in Arizona, complemented by an in-depth canvas of votes in Arizona, as well as through multiple different data reviews of voting independent experts, that a representative republic suffered a corrupt 2020 election. It has come to our attention, we, the citizens, that we know that what you are talking about. And it says down here, we have come to the conclusion that all 50 states need to be forensically audited. And what else? They're talking about, we call on, there's that call. So again, people, they're calling. Everybody's always calling for something. But I get it, you know, calling, you kind of, before action takes place, hopefully some people are calling. Calling, okay, you guys know what I mean. But they're calling on each state to decertify its electors, like we said earlier, where it has been shown the elections were certified prematurely or inaccurately. So, after calling, I read this carefully, like what really needs to happen. And in the end, this, like it says down here, well, let's see if we could look at this together. Let's see here. They want the state, each state legislature, to basically react to this calling. Right? The representatives, they want to convene and vote per the U.S. Constitution by means of one vote per state to decide the rightful winner. So will the state representatives all decide to do this? What has to happen? This is, you know, Rogers stated a nationwide petition to decertify fraudulent 2020 election in Arizona, and it has already surpassed 1 million. Okay, so again, I want concrete explanation of what needs to happen for this to move forward. And as I understand it, there it is. We call for the U.S. House of Representatives to convene. So this is what, so does anyone think the House of Representatives is going to convene? Are they going to get enough people involved to convene and vote by the U.S. Constitution? Now, logically speaking, I would think that a Democrat-controlled House would never do that. So if that's true, then all of this is just for optics. Right? Inglis says devolution. I don't need to be manipulated by some headline. They're calling. Okay. What are you doing? What is the concrete? Oh, you want the Democrats as House of Representatives? You are crazy. This is for optics. Reality. Unless there's something else. Some other... Again, people, look at right there. We call for the U.S. House of Representatives to convene and vote per the U.S. Constitution by means of one vote per state to decide the rightful winner of the election. But the U.S. House of Representatives, the majority of the radicals there, they want Biden to be there. They know that Biden lost, but you know what I mean? So it amounts to optics to me right now. I'm not going to get that excited about this. So this for logical reasons. So Trump, here we go again, the actor from Hollywood. Trump, what do you got for us today? Trump, you got what complaints do you have for us today? Folks, we've been going through this cycle for a long time. You should be comfortable with it. Don't let the headlines play you. But it is, you, again, you come to this channel, you're going to get what's really happening. Trump comes out, releases findings from Pima County, Arizona precincts with over 100% turnout. Quote, not either a new election should be immediately take place or the past election should be the same thing. Trump is saying, exactly what Wendy Rogers and these people are called. It's the same thing, this optic type stuff. That's like somebody's robbing a bank. Stop, in the name of the law. Well, I don't know if that's a good example, right? But you guys get it. You're verbally calling for someone to do something that you know they're not going to do. But it is worth noting that Trump is in election mode. Trump is really focusing on the election steal. You would think that he is setting up the stage for something. Trump comes out, releasing this statement, revealing new damning determinative information, right? And he goes out of his way to put out these charts. It's pretty impressive that Trump is putting up these charts. So Trump is sort of playing the role of Mike Lindell today. Think about it. I'm interested in this, that Trump is really playing this aggressive role. Take a look. This is posted by Trump. Look at the chart. Trump getting detailed with it. Talking about, hey, we already know about all this. I'm just showing everyone the bigger picture. All right, so we have that. And then we have this side story, which is, again, the deep state. Unbelievable. Biden's DOJ reverses Andrew McCabe's firing, restores full pension and benefits, if you could believe that. As if everything we've been talking about so far is not shocking enough. This ought to wake up a lot of people. Right there. Criminal Justice Department. Two-tier justice system. Undeniably two-tiered. While people are in solitary confinement just for walking into the Capitol, somebody who actually was involved in a real coup is reversed, fully good to go, and there it is. He's been granted full retirement. This is right up there with what happened with Mr. Vindman. Sometimes you must show them. But notice that this is happening while Durham is about to bring him down. So this is really a stupid move by the Biden crime team, the deep state. This is a stupid move. I'm not even sure what they're getting out of this, other than radicalizing more people on the left for the war. They're hoping to fight a civil war. There's no other way around. That's why they're trying to take everyone's guns. They want literally a civil war, like just like 1864. I mean, just like in the 1800s. They want a full on. They know if that's what it takes, let's do it. Civil war. That's why they want everyone divided. I think this is interesting. I think this is in response to what is coming. We already heard what Kash Patel had to say, right? John Ratcliffe came out the other night. Same thing. Letting us know something big is brewing, and one of the prime targets, McCabe, is going to be one of the first big names that could be taken down, people. So when I heard this, a lot of people were down. This doesn't bother me that much. This just shows you how stupid the enemy is. Think about that. All right, just my perspective. And back to the Trump. If you look at it, Trump, he's coming out calling this out. Isn't it terrible that all of Andrew McCabe's benefits, pension, salary, etc., were just reinstated by the Justice Department? This is yet another mockery of our country. Exactly. This is unbelievable, he is saying, right? Among other things, McCabe's wife received hundreds of thousands of dollars in campaign contributions from Hillary Clinton and the Democrats while Crooked Hillary was under investigation, which was quickly dropped, of course. What a bad chapter this has been for the once storied FBI. I hate to see it happening. So many great people work there. Next thing you know, the two lovers, Peter Strzok and Lisa Page, will be getting awards for what they did, and Hunter Biden will be given a clean bill of health on everything done by him, with everyone to receive as payment a beautiful Hunter Biden-inspired painting selling at your local art gallery for $500,000. And then Trump goes on this laughable rant saying that he's going to start painting. While I have never painted before, Hunter has inspired me to immediately begin painting because I've always felt that I have a talent at that. There you go. And could he surely get at least $2 million per canvas? And probably a lot more, Trump is saying. I will begin immediately somehow. Our country is crooked as hell. So, there it is, Trump. Will Trump begin to paint? I think Trump is obviously, he's just trying to make a point. Right? Okay. So, and then to wrap up tonight, I've got a couple stories. They're all interesting. You guys know what I'm going to cover, right? Somebody says, yes, a masterpiece. And someone else, Bon Bon Man, says, meanwhile, Marine Lieutenant Colonel has to pay thousands. $5,000, yep. Somebody else says Trump is an absolute crack up. Yeah, the Trump paintings. Yeah, I mean, Trump is a billionaire. I mean, he knows a good deal when he sees one. Don't forget, and that reminds people, don't forget, Trump gave it all up. He made no money. He lost a lot of money during his years, 4 years of president. So don't forget that. All right. Well, meanwhile, what else is CNN and the fake news media lying about? All right. I'm looking at some of your comments. Somebody says that Trump owns a Les Paul guitar, but I don't know if he plays. Hey, Trump knows how to make money. All right, folks, here it is. Yeah. Hey, Mr. Bell, what's happening, sir? I heard a lot of you guys, all of you have probably heard this by now. Bill Clinton hospitalized on the mend, according to the news. There's only one problem with this. Yeah, they're saying he's on the mend in good spirits. Oh, shut up. We don't know what's happening. And he has sepsis. This is a horrible article. I don't even know why I refer to this one. But anyway, ladies and gentlemen, he is suffering, supposedly, from sepsis, which is bacteria that has escaped the tissues and is flowing through your bloodstream all over your body. We don't know which bacteria or how many of them. But having done medicine for a couple years and 1 year of internal medicine, where I spent a lot of time working as a doctor in the ICU, when in these articles they're saying that Clinton's going to be out by tomorrow. Well, that's today. He's not out. Sepsis, my friends, is a serious thing. He may recover. I've seen a lot of people recover from that. But sepsis can change very quickly. And these people saying that he's going to be fine, you don't know that. That's all I'm going to say. You don't know how his blood pressure is going to respond to the sepsis. And you don't know how the end organs, there's a lot of issues when it comes to sepsis. So let's keep an eye on that. And I think it's interesting. Look who is showing up to the hospital, people. Now that Trump is gone, Huma is back. We talked about Huma weeks ago, right? Hillary Clinton and Huma Abedin seen leaving California hospital where Bill Clinton is suffering. That's the other thing, people. He's in the ICU where he belongs. But you had people yesterday in some articles saying that he's in the ICU for privacy reasons. Yeah, get out of my mouth. It's not the way medicine works. I don't believe that. He's in the ICU because he's got sepsis. Tell us, what is his blood pressure without him being on machines? Sepsis is serious stuff, people. Because your blood pressure will go low and that'll impact your end organs. And you could go into quickly go into cardiac arrest. Sepsis is a real deal. For somebody that old, I should add that Clinton is 75 years old. Okay? And unlike Trump, he looks like 95. That matters too. But anyway, folks, see what you think. Is this something else going on? You know, a lot of people are sharing Q drops. Q team years ago, right? Talking about the Clintons quickly deteriorating. Is there anything to it? Who knows? I don't get into that. Some people think it's a big deal. We'll wait and see. I don't necessarily think he may recover. You know, we'll see. I don't need conspiracies in my life. I could be guessing. I only guess and speak on discernment when I see it that it's obvious. All right, and folks, and to wrap up, two quick stories, right? One of them is right here. Take a look. Assistant to the sergeant at arms, what? Charged with 10 child pornography felonies. Boom. Assistant to the sergeant at arms for the U.S. House of Representatives. Boom. I will also add one more argument to what I said earlier about what Wendy Rogers is doing. Let's go back, you know, in fairness to my audience. You know, I like relevant big pictures. And even though occasionally I get emotional, but this channel is about logical thinking. All right, we get what's going on here with this potential new Declaration of Independence. Ladies and gentlemen, think about those two people that are being harassed by the left, they are from the left, that are not cooperating with the leftist agenda. Think about what I've said in the past about there's no way we would have done this unless we have our people on the other side. what if that small amount of numbers that we need to get the majority of the House to call, right here, people, what if the amount of representatives that we need to make this happen, to call for the U.S. House of Representatives to convene and vote for the U.S. Constitution by means of one vote per state to decide the rightful winner of the election in accordance with the constitutional process of choosing electors, what if that handful of Democrats that we need are already in place? Just to save the Republic? And would anyone be surprised if two of them would be this Sinema and this Manchin guy? Not saying it is. I'm just saying. What if they're already in place, waiting for the right moment? Like, you know what? We are calling for that too. Boom! Checkmate. Democrats done forever. All right. And of course, finally, let's hear it for our friend who was on this show last Monday, Mr. Ron Watkins. We said on this program right here, on Truth and RTV, last Monday, right, when we had John and Amy and Ron Watkins, what did he say here on this channel? That he was going to drop a new announcement that was going to be shocking, and everyone, right, what did John say? Everyone would hear about this around the world. Well, it looks like future proves past, and I'm happy that this announcement, the anticipation, started on Truth and RTV last Monday. Boom! Ron Watkins, the man widely... This is Yahoo, by the way. I need my laughing track for this. The man widely rumored to have started QAnon movement. Yeah, right. This is so laugh. So Ron Watkins said he is running for Congress. And the fake news, laugh out loud, right? They are panicking, thinking that Ron Watkins is the man that started the QAnon movement somehow. With zero evidence. So today launches a brand new operation that the deep state now has to worry about. Well, look at this. Watkins has long been rumored to be the man behind the QAnon movement. By who? You mean that idiot on HBO? This Cullen guy, whatever his name is? Michael Cullen or whatever his name? Yeah, right. That's not a rumor. That's disinformation coming from HBO. So anyway, let the stupid idiots enjoy their stupidity. But in the end, folks, what matters is that Ron Watkins is announcing that he is running for Congress. See what you think. Thank you, everybody. Thank you for joining me on this Friday night. All right. And, you know, don't forget to join me on Truth and RTV. Don't forget to check out the members channel this weekend with a brand new video. We'll have that. Don't forget all the ways you can support this channel. And, yeah, don't forget, speaking of Ron Watkins and Truth and RTV and all of us, don't forget, folks, that we are less than a week away from the Patriot Voice event, the For God and Country Patriot Double Down event. By now, most of you guys have decided whether you're going or not. Well, be aware, MAGAinfo.tv. You can watch the highlights, and I believe you'll be able to see it live. And look at this. This is how you troll the deep state. Who will be the surprise guest? No one knows, but, you know, the deep state is going to panic, and they are panicking that this guy is going to be there with his father. And they know about these other people, but they're not worried about these guys. They're not people. They know that none of these people are going to drop the nuclear bomb related to the storm. They know maybe this guy might do it, but they are writing articles panicking. They know about these other people and Wendy Rogers and all these people. They know about these people, but they are really worried about this guy right here. They're worried about, they're probably worried about Brad. I know they're worried about Zach, and I know they're very worried about Jordan, and they're worried about Kate, and they're worried, really worried about this person right here, because I promise the deep state, if they are watching tonight, as I'm telling the other patriots, I'm not writing any speeches. My words, what I'm going to say, comes from God. And I promise that I will obey God's commands. And what I will say will destroy all these trolls that have been attacking the intel drops. And it will be a historic, I pray, moment. Because I already knew the direction I was going to go with this a month ago. I can't wait. Truth matters. Destruction coming. And as I said in the members channel today, I'm challenging Mike Rothschild from NBC to show up, and Will Sommer, any one of them. I don't care how long it takes. We're going to get these guys. They're liars. Hey, if you're going to post my last name, web browser, spell it right. The reason I'm saying that is because there's a deep state operative pretending to be me, misspelling my name, spelling it like you're doing, sir. So be aware. I'm at war against the deep state. So be aware, ladies and gentlemen, that in the end, God wins. All right? God bless you all. I hope to see you guys there. I'll be back Sunday. Be aware of all the ways you can support this channel. You know, don't forget, I have two brand new t-shirts. One of them is the Nothing Can Stop What Is Coming t-shirt. Check out the links in the description box and the hashtag Durham t-shirt. How about that? Just want to put that out, all right? Thank you, Donna, for moderating tonight. Thank you, Patriots. Somebody says, get them burned. All right. God bless you, all of you, wherever you may be, wherever you, if you're watching the live stream, recorded live stream, wherever, you know. Thank you for joining me tonight on this channel. God bless you all. Ladies and gentlemen, get the word out about this channel. Get the word out about upcoming events. Let's make sure that we speak truth to them, because truth is our weapon to these liars, that all they do is lie. And they're afraid to be confronted. They don't want to be challenged publicly. Think about it. Thank you all. Like I said, folks, I'll be back Sunday night. God bless. All right. Be back. Peace of God be with you.